Blog Talk Radio.
These members always complaining and whining, never happy. Oh, look at this. Another post from him. Think I might lose his grievance. I don't know, this other one might try to run against me. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Yeah. That's the way it's gonna be. I am your union boss, benevolent iron fist. Fear my sensitive feelings, don't get me pissed. PPP loaner picnic, guess which one is it? Everything in a union office is a secret. Shut your mouth, I demand respect. Obey me or get your asses kicked. Naughty member, you never seem to stop. I will call the cops. Post another criticism on Facebook, and your every move I will tell the manager to watch. Sign the contract, you lazy slobs. Shut up and be happy y'all have a job. Hug the mayor, love your boss. Distrust your co-workers and just grieve the loss. Six-digit salaries for me. Super special fees and dues just for you. I am your union boss. Obey me and never question what I do.
Terrible. Sounds like what's going on in Chicago. Woof. You get boss. What's with these ACU presidents? All right. Welcome to the Chicago Area Transit Worker Radio Show. What's with these ATU presidents? What are they scared of? Why are they scared of the members? Got a guest host right here. Tell us why are the ATU presidents scared of us?
Because they some punks. And they just in it for the money. They not really in it to serve. They in it to for self-fulfillment. To get themselves rich, leave us high and dry, and then retire.
All right, everybody, you heard it. That's Brother Robert, the man with the message, the man with the signs, our undercover meme god at the Chicago Transit Justice Coalition. So do you work at the CTA? Call us up and let us know what you think. What are they afraid of? Is Brother Robert right? Is he right when he says that these union people, these elected leaders, are in it for the money? Call in now, 515-605-9885, 515-605-9885. Why are they scared of us? Why do you think they're scared of us? Is it because of the money? Do they fear that we are going to discover that they are abusing our treasury? And they're in it just for themselves and not to help us fight our stingy, greedy, murderous mismanagement at the CTA and Pace Bus? call 515-605-9885. Brother Robert, what the hell happened? Local 241 membership meeting last week.
Oh, man, Brother Eric, a lot happened. The first thing that happened is kind of sad, but it's what our union has come down to because the lack of transparency, the disgust, the fighting, the unprofessionalism. I could just go on and on and on. But only about 3 members showed up to the mass membership meeting. And quite frank, that's sad. 3 members out of 10,000 members. That shows you what kind
why
of
do you,
morale.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, why you think that is? Why is the turnout so low at our membership meetings?
Because the morale is low, because the union president is not doing his job effectively. We haven't had any. We had one action since the pandemic. One action, one official action from the official union, which was on a weekend, and didn't do anything. And quite frankly, he just copied the Justice Coalition because we had planned months in advance our event on the same day. And he comes saying that he's going to have a action day on the same day that we have our event on a Saturday at City Hall. Who's at City Hall on a Saturday? Nobody. So he's a joke. That mass action was a joke. And the members are feeling it. They see it. They know he's a joke. They know it's something fishy with the finances. And, the morale is just low. The members are waking up and seeing that this union doesn't really have our back. They have the employer's back, not the member's back.
When he had that little thing, he had the members on their knees, brother. They were on their knees, literally in the street, looking like beggars on their knees. What the hell kind of, and then I'm looking at his report for the June mass membership meeting. This is Boss Hill, Keith Hill, and he's saying the collective bargaining agreement is ending and we will be starting negotiations for the future. You're going to be starting? We got 6 months. And this man, this fool, he's got, we got 6 months in the largest ATU local. He hasn't even started his so-called negotiations. We got another host here. Looks like we got the original boogeyman, I hope. Is this Andre?
Hey, good afternoon, brother Ed. How you doing, man? And
it's the original.
Brother
Robert. And Robert. Everybody listening here. This is Andre Thompson on the line, and he is the original boogeyman at the Amalgamated Transit Union in Chicago, the most feared, hated, envied man. You'll never find him on his knees in the street begging and shuffling and hugging the mayor and kissing butt. Brother Andre Thompson, man, what's going on at Local 241? That man, Brother Robert was just telling us it was just a real joke. We got the union dues going up in 241, union dues coming up in 308. Eric Dixon and 308, Deborah Lane, they don't want us to know that our dues are being increased. They had Sister Cassie Collins take away the flyer from me that I was going to share with the members and say, no, you can't have that. What, I can't tell the members that they're going to get ripped off another over $5 more a month? Man, what's going on, Brother Andre? Talk to us.
And then they purposely sabotage the meeting so they don't have to actually officially tell the members of Local 308 that they're going to raise the dues. They did the same thing to us. I mean, the only thing we got is a posting. We didn't The members didn't know at the union meeting, which all this is supposed to take place at the union meeting when it comes down to these type of things, and this is supposed to be for grievances. And the funny part about it, the union is violating the Constitution and the bylaws when it comes down to these grievances, but then they want to charge the members. And this ain't nothing but overbilling. You know, they shortfall on the union treasury because they stealing so much, overbilling the members so much. You know, it's still a lot of questions need to go on about the members' money with the building. Over $500,000 was spent on that, and the members don't have that. You got the stolen check of a per capita, $120,000. The members still don't know what's going on with that. Then you got the theft of pension checks that was forwarded to the union to give to the members, and all the members still don't got that. And checks were stolen out the office, and the girl that worked there that was hired by Chief was arrested. So all this is nothing but a scam. They use the union office as a front. They don't even want the members coming down to the union office to participate in the union meeting. You're making the members pay for parking. You disrespecting and just showing total disrespect to the members and disgracing them by telling them to leave out the alley. Who does that? I mean, we're not in the 1940s here. These people done came a long way, and you got this Keith Hill, this scary dude, got the members that do show up. It's only a couple. And really, all you members need to show up in 241 to your union meeting because there's a lot going on, and you got to understand what's going on. You got them going out the back door. They had to call the police. They had to call the fire department because basically he's locking them in and making them exit out the back. And this time, this is the second time that the members stood up and said, no, we're not going out no back door. They came in the front door. They signed in at the front door. It's the members' building. It's the members' money. Everything down there belongs to the members. And keep going, direct them and force them, try to make them go out the back. And members, you don't have to take any type of suggestion of that. That is nothing but a suggestion. There was never no vote. And who would vote to go out the back door? Who does that? It's dangerous out there, uneven grounds, rats, garbage. You can get robbed back there, you know. So this is the stuff we got to deal with. The ATU leadership is just terrible. You know, the leadership of the ATU is spineless. Yeah, and that's it.
John Custer.
John Custer and all officers surround him, as far as I'm concerned, because ain't nobody trying to check him.
And Andre, why don't you tell the listeners what happened when you tried to raise the backdoor issue to our international vice president, Mr. Marcellus Barnes.
Marcellus Barnes, now he getting all this money, and his response was, I can't get involved. I can't tell Keith what to do. If Keith asks me, then I can give him something. But I can't get involved. The reason I can't get involved because I don't want nobody to say Marcellus said this. Now you got to remember, this is supposed to be somebody. This is a common sense issue. This man getting $200,000 a year off the members. And this demonstrates that these leaders, or supposed to be leaders, don't care about this membership. Because a real leader would be like, man, we need to stop this kind of nonsense. This is not the 1940s, you know, making people go out the back door. It's just crazy. And he just as spineless is the rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, you know. He ain't gonna say nothing. That's his boy.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that.
Yeah. And you know what it is? It's cold blooded. It's merciless. And that's why I call him Merciless Barnes. Not Marcellus. I call him Merciless Barnes. Because we've been appealing to this jackass for years now. And he's not getting – all he said, I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing.
My boss.
I got another Barnes. I mean, you know, we are so sick and tired of this Merciless Barnes and this King Costa bunch of boot-licking sellouts. And when we're at the local 308 meeting, everybody, when we're at local 308, guess what? King Costa shows up. King Costa showed up in our main meeting. Eric Dixon, our president, old fart Dixon, he's sitting there violating us. We have seconded motions for the audit report to be shared with the membership, everybody. Local 308 on the rail side. You're being ripped off and divided just like 241 because we haven't had a financial audit of our union finances for over a year. And we're supposed to have two of them. And I got a motion going. It was seconded. And Boss Dixon said it's out of order. We don't want the media getting it. So what the hell? We're in a membership meeting. Are you not going to share it with us? It's some BS about the media getting it?
These officers, they need to be brought up on charges by the membership. They need to be charged through Illinois Labor Relations Department because all these things is part of the members' right to have access to be able to see the view, the finances of the locals, both locals. And they violate the Constitution.
But the most important thing is for the members to get involved. Stop letting these
people. Well, that's what I was about to say, Eric. When you read the Constitution, now this is in writing. The writing states that the members are supposed to be the boss. But they brainwashing the members to make them think that they're the boss. Members of Local 241, you are the boss. And you need, but if it's 10,000 members and only five members showing up to each meeting, it's hard for the members to be the boss. So more members need to get involved. They need to understand. And when you get involved, it's going to be a fight because they don't want you to learn nothing, to know nothing. The executive board on 241 side are a bunch of sellouts. And I'm assuming the same thing for the 308. You know, these people are elected, and they're supposed to stand up for you. But from what I'm seeing, they are all serving Boss Hill and Boss Dixon, not the membership. And they all serving the CTA, not the membership. So the membership, you got to take this back, take control, and get involved and learn about what's going on. Basically, follow the money.
And the most important thing, everybody, is to do what we're doing in the Justice Coalition. You don't want to be associated with us, that's fine. But you need to do something. You need to organize your workplace, start confronting these evil, greedy, stingy, unsafe mismanagers. Start standing up for each other at the workplace. Start protesting off the clock. Start organizing action to take control. We got a caller. We got someone who just came in. Let me get him on. We got someone here. Welcome to the show, the Chicago area.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's speaking?
How's it going? This is Teddy. This is Teddy Filkin. How you doing?
Hey, brother. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, brother.
Flagman.
How you doing?
Flagman on the blue line. What's up, brother?
Yes,
what's
sir.
Going on? Talk to us.
Yes, sir. Hey, so I'm listening in, and it feels like I'm realizing that like the union bosses up at ATU at least for local 308, and it sounds like the same for the is that 243 or 241? I don't remember the numbers.
241.
But 241. It sounds like they are sort of like how the media and all the propaganda talks about union workers. They say that union workers are lazy. They don't do this and that. It sounds like the union bosses are really the personification of that because they don't want to fight. They don't want to work and act on our behalf as union members. They just want to sit and collect their dues, collect all of our money that we're paying them just so that they can give management at CTA a pat on the back and say, hey, you guys are doing everything correct, management. You guys can go ahead. We're going to lose this grievance. We're going to forget about this and that these workers need. And they just try to forget about us so that they can collect their checks.
Yeah, you're right, brother.
Teddy. So
collect their checks and the money, plus the money that they still in, too.
Exactly.
So they double dip. They double dipping,
and we can prove that.
They definitely double dipping in 241, and we can prove it. We can't prove it in 308 because they don't provide y'all with financial documents on profit and loss. But we can definitely prove it in 241.
Is there any way? Can you FOIA that information from the union, or because it's a union, it's not like a government entity, you can't FOIA their treasury statements or anything? Is that something that
you
would be able to do? Or
you can force them to give you that. You're the member. Two ways to do it. You can bring debit line up on charges through the union, And then you can go to the Department of Labor Relations, because that's part of, they oversee unions. And if they're not following your rights that's in writing, then it's going to take a little while, but it would go through, because they're going to have to provide that for you. So if you don't do nothing, you don't do nothing or write nothing, then nothing happens, because nobody knows.
Right.
So you have to reach out to the people who governs unions, and which governs 241 and local 308 and ATU, and you need to write to the ATU and let them know, hey, I'm not getting financial statements. I haven't seen an audit in a whole year. We had two of them per year, and I haven't seen anything. So CASA, this job is to enforce and enforce the Constitution, and the Department of Labor Relations, its job is to enforce your right that you have to have access to see and view these finances and these audits that take place.
Yes, but there's something else you need to know, and that is in 308, okay, we can email the secretary and call her and make an appointment to see whatever we want to see. She has to oblige. Now, she's done that for me. I have done that. Now, keep in mind, she did everything to try to avoid me, okay? She even did things to try to intimidate me. She made me sign a non-disclosure agreement. I had to go to the union office in person. She surrounded me with five officers that watched me while I looked at the profit and loss. And then when I asked questions, she refused to answer the question, saying, well, you didn't ask that. So we have to be real specific about what we want from her. But definitely, that she is supposed to give you that information, what you want, because she will not give it to us. She won't. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, that does. That very much does. That's some nonsense there. But I mean, that's what all of them are on up there, kind of leaving us out with our necks sticking out, trying to figure out how to improve just our job situation. And they just want to leave us alone.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is to keep you all in the dark, not involved, uninformed, keep them books out your hand like your bylaw books. They should be at the union meeting just laying on tables for members to pick up and understand. But they don't really want the members to understand. And when members try to insert themselves into their own union to learn, you're going to catch a lot of slack. And people who don't know,
right,
which is thousands of members, it's going to take a while, because you got to fight through all this rigmarole, and you got to be persistent and understand you're the boss and stay in there and learn, so you can fight for yourself, you know, because basically you're fighting the CTA and you're fighting elected officials that's supposed to serve you, and that's not happening in both locals. It's not happening in the ATU for Chicago members. It's not happening. You know, they just want to collect dues and grow a pension. So the members got to understand, we got to stop being in the dark.
So we got another caller here. We got another caller that came in. You know, if you want to keep listening, you don't want to talk, you can just listen to the stream, and you can hang up and just listen to the stream if you want, or you can stay on the line. But let's pick up some of these calls. We have a nice party line going here at the radio show. So who is this?
That's where it's supposed
to
be, brother.
Area. Go ahead. Who just called here? What's your name?
Hello. How you guys doing?
Yeah. Who is this?
Yeah, this is John Fisher. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, man.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, you know, I appreciate what you guys do, man. You guys are doing a hell of a work there, and I'm a union member myself, and it's just crazy what's going on with these with some of these unions that's out here. It's like we're paying dues for nothing.
Yeah, that's why we got to fight,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Can you tell us what local, what union you're in?
I'm with the Teamsters 490.
Teamsters 490.
Teamsters 490. I'm in the warehouse out in Pittsburgh. And I just want to say that, you know, I just wanted to thank you guys for what you guys do. You guys do a hell of a work here. And, you know, just keep on fighting a good fight there. Don't give up, guys. I know it's an uphill battle. You know, we're going, you guys are going against a machine, you know, establishment that's been around for a long time. Status quo is always very, very difficult to beat there. But just keep on fighting a good fight. And you have my support from Pennsylvania. Keep up the good work, guys.
We here in Chicago.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate you a lot.
Yes, spread the word. Thank you. You got any tips for us? You got any organizing tips for us here in Chicago?
I think you
solidarity, guys. Solidarity. We got to keep on fighting a good fight here because what's happening is this is all about control. You understand?
Yep.
So now the politicians are involved. You hear a lot of these politicians say, you know, hey, yeah, we support unions. Yeah, they support union leadership, not union membership. And the reason why they support union leadership is because, the ones that they support, you know, they support the corrupt ones because the corrupt ones are able to control, have that control, right, and not have actions, right, like you guys are doing out in Chicago. That's the last thing they want is action. It's the last thing they want is members knowing their rights, you know. So we also have to, you know, be mindful of these politicians too.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And Brother Eric, why don't you tell the people that's listening about the Justice Coalition next rally, and, you know, speak about a little bit about, you know, we had numerous rallies. We had numerous different types of rallies, flash rallies, where it take one person with a sign, or we had rallies for an hour. We had rallies for 10 minutes. You know, just tell the members how we've been getting down, and we do the work that the union should be doing. And we have a right to
do this work,
and they're getting paid to do the work, and they won't do it. So we have to do it. So speak on that a little bit, if you don't mind, Brother Eric.
Thank you. It's really important. And, you know, like the brother in Pennsylvania was saying, the members, we got to stand up because the politicians do not support us. They support our leadership that sells us out. And the hour of power, just 1 hour protest off the clock at Forest Park Terminal on the blue line, we are inviting public transit workers, all workers in transportation or any other industry to unite and to speak up and fight for what we all deserve. And that is sick days for all workers, full-time jobs for all workers. And at the CTA, we want two-person crews for all classifications. There should never be a CTA worker that isn't in an office that is by themselves. If they're on a bus, on a train, in a truck, on the right-of-way, anything, they should never, ever be alone. We need less
trips. Can I make
a
statement on your statement, brother?
Yeah,
can I make a statement on your statement? What was the guy's name? At the meeting, the transit meeting, the politician, remember his name?
Kimba.
Now, he said something, but he made the statement as the CTA safety is an issue, and it is for all of us. We all need safety. We need better safety at the CTA for the employees and for the and the riders. But his statement was, you know, CTA need more eyes, and, you know, and he was thinking
– yep.
Security guards, that's poor, better security guards or more police officers. But we at the Justice Coalition feel totally different in that we do need more eyes, and the eyes should be more employees, more full-time employees, more uniformed people that CTA employees on the front line, two-person crews, and just more people visible. Because guess what? All of the CTA employees can communicate with control and let control know it's a problem going on the platforms. When these security guards you know, unprofessional, they don't have any communication or connect with the CTA right away like we do, And there's so few of us. So the CCA needs to, if they really want to solve the problem on safety for the employees and for the riders, they will hire more more employees full-time and make sure that the employees' radios work.
Oh, my God. I know. Absolutely. And they it's against the contract for them to send our coworkers into the rail yards without radios. But they do it. They get away with it. And when we tell the union people, they're like, oh, well, we can't tell the CCA what to do. They can't afford it. Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
It's a billion-dollar company. They can afford it.
Yeah. And another thing that's killing the operators in the front line for the bus and the train is these trips. It's too many trips. There's too much going on.
Without relieving any stress with time at the end of the line. No time at the end of the line for these employees.
It's like as soon as they get to the terminal or the turnaround, they have to go right back out. Right back out. You can't keep that up.
And that's stressful and dangerous and unhealthy for the employee.
Yeah. And then they get harassed. They get harassed by management. We get harassed for doing our job. I get harassed. My coworkers get harassed when we say, hey, can we have a bulletin or the rules on such and such? No, we
didn't you just get harassed this week, Eric, Brother Eric, by CTA management on when you performing your union job?
Yeah, absolutely. Quite a few
could
times.
Could you explain that to the listeners what took place?
Which one do you think I should talk
about?
With
the tool thing where they target you and say, we're doing everybody like that, but you was the only one that had to go through a tool inspection.
That's right.
And then he couldn't produce the bulletin, but he said something. The CTA told him to do it, but he couldn't produce the bulletin.
Yeah. 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 There's all the mechanics on the bus and the train, we all have to have our inventory checked for the tools that we're given by the CTA when we start and when we quit our job or we retire or we're fired. But they decided, because we've been out here protesting, that the CTA isn't giving us the right tools, isn't giving us what we need to do our job safely, they decided, well, you're going to have to do your inventory if you change to a different shop or you pick a different location. They never do that with anybody. All of a sudden, it's a new policy, they say. It's a new policy. They're going to make everyone check their tool inventory before they pick a different work location.
But when you're the only one to just take place with the manager, the only employee, this is, in my view, this is considered being harassed at the job by the company upper management, because you was the only one, nobody else.
Absolutely.
They came directly to you with this.
And you know, you might recall, the other week, they actually posted rules from the Chicago Park District on our time clock that alleged that we're supposed to have a permit if we protest. So they were so upset that me and Sister Kathy and others was protesting outside across the street near the park and exposing the CTA for the mismanagement.
In which you knew your rights as a union member, that or just a public person, that you have a right to freedom of speech and you have a right to protest on public property, which is the sidewalk.
That's right. That's right.
So they just kind of use scare tactics. You never did again any conversation from a manager saying you can't do that, but they trying to use bulletins to use psyche games with you. Play games with you so you can stop standing up for yourself, and it didn't work. And they end up, once they realize you knew the game, they end up taking the bulletin down.
Yep.
Am I right, brother?
Yep. That's right, because I did what is called an unfair labor practice, and at ChicagoTransitWorker.com, we have a button called Know Your Rights, and anybody can file an unfair labor practice when your employer breaks the law. And that's what they did. They broke the law by doing that. And I reported them. And I put it all over the media, all over social media.
There you go, brother.
It worked, brother. So So yeah, so
basically,
we want everyone to
the
come.
240
on July 14th.
So 241 and local 308 contract is about to expire. To the members of everybody needs to understand, local 308 is local 241 sister local. So they contract, they negotiate together, not separately. They negotiate the contracts together. They always have since I've been there. So don't ever think that local 241 is one union and local 341 is another union. No, it's the same union, and we negotiate together. And I think it's 18 unions on CTA property, I believe so. And we used to all negotiate together, but they separated us. So now,
yes.
Now 241 and 308 local get their contract negotiated together, and it's nothing. And everybody needs to understand, it's contract time, and there's no movement by its union members trying to fight or demand anything for their rights. And it's because you have sellout leadership in office right now, just telling you, "Oh, we're going to take care of it. We're going to get you a contract," but they're not. This was all a lie. Because they're not really coming out to the members, showing the members anything. They're not organizing the members to stand up for any rights that you feel like you should have, like safety, full-time for all, two-person crews. You know, they're not doing none of that stuff. So
that's right.
You finna get scammed if you don't stand up. And it's just time out for the gangs, members. The members got to understand you must fight. And that's what all unions, they want a fair contract. They all fight. The members fight.
That's right.
And
that's
to
right,
get it
brother.
Done.
That's right.
So we must get it
and,
done.
And when you fight, you're gonna get hit. You're gonna get hit.
Yep.
And you might take some. You might get cut. You're gonna take something. But you gotta fight. And the more you fight, the better you'll get. The more skilled you'll become. You know.
Right.
So
we got
another call. We got another caller
okay.
here. Let's bring them on. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chicago Area Transit Worker Show. Who's speaking? Who is this? Welcome. We got you on. 6240, your phone number.
That's me. That's Eric Slater.
Hi, Eric Slater. Well, welcome, Eric Slater. What do you have to say about the union officials locking out the members of the information, not sharing the audit reports, and not helping the management fight, or not helping the members fight the management?
Well, thank you so much for organizing these regular meetings. I've been listening for a few minutes. I'm here with my kids out in the park. I do think what Andre kind of led, even though he wasn't allowed in there, was a victory. The members were allowed to go back the way they came, and I don't see any legitimate reason why they're forcing us out the backside of 18 local 241 membership meeting. I understand you guys had someone from Pennsylvania on the call who was a Teamster. I reached out to you, Eric, about this, but I know you guys are aware that they might have a strike at the end of next month, and a bunch of them are interested in working with us for strike preparation. So I want to make sure everyone knew that the UPS workers, it looks like they're organized out of the Teamsters, about 350,000 workers. A lot of them are drivers like us, and they have some of the same concerns with their scheduling, with disrespect from management, pay issues, not being treated with respect during the pandemic, all kinds of issues that we have. And so a lot of us, you know, in Chicago Transit Authority and PACE have discussed the need to prepare to have a successful strike. Well, what better way to do that than to be on the picket line with brothers and sisters and win a successful strike with them? So I'd love if you guys would discuss that at all. The other thing coming up is UAW workers. Their contract is coming up in, I think, September, and they're preparing for possibly shutting down the auto industry in a few months now. So those things are coming up. I just want to make sure we are all aware of that, because we're not alone. You know, the labor movement really fights together or we lose. And I think the brother
right.
from Pennsylvania, he was saying solidarity was the main thing, and that's exactly what it is. It's the biggest form of solidarity is when your brothers and sisters in another industry are in a fight, a knockdown fight, a strike, and other forces come and support them and make sure they're not alone. So that's hopefully something we can get involved with. Anyone who wants to, I'd love to work with them.
Well, we're definitely involved. We are always, every one of our actions is open, and we invite all the workers, all the unions to be involved, and we support our union brothers everywhere.
And matter of fact, as far as the Justice Coalition, for every action and rally and flash rally that we have always invited elected union officials to attend, and not one of them have ever attended.
That's right.
The members standing up for themselves. And these type of movements and action is the basis and the foundation of a real union. And they won't even.
That's right.
They won't. We had about 20 of them so far since we started. Well, I'll say about 15, 20, would you say, Eric? About 15, 20?
Yeah, it's a lot. But, it's a lot.
And not one of them showed
it's
up.
More
that
than
that shows you how their spine works.
Yeah, no spine, right?
But when the CTA say, come take a picture, and I want you to smile like a chess cat, they there. Or the governor, politician, or the mayor, they there, smiling. But when we want to stand up and fight for ourselves, they ain't nowhere to be found.
Nowhere. Yeah, we got 20. We got 20 now, brother. We got 20.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was around that much. And more.
No, I don't think they've done that many in 50 years.
No, they haven't. Sad.
And then this Sedgwick thing, it's like the union people are selling it like, oh, this is a great thing. It's the same crap. They got us doing the work of management for ourselves on our own time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just outrageous, you know. It's just very outrageous.
They need to really understand what's happening and get involved for themselves.
Absolutely.
And the bottom line
is, I wanted to go over some things here with Keith Hill and Eric Dixon. So, you know, and when it came to 308, we didn't make quorum. And like you said, we believe that Eric Dixon, Local 308, killed the quorum on purpose because we were two people short of making quorum, and one of the Justice Coalition members, one of the Justice Coalition members ran out to the parking lot and saw two people in the car and said, come on in, come on. They're like, no, we're not going to go in. And these are coworkers. So they were told not to go in. And Eric Dixon and Deborah Ling were not at the meeting. They were not present.
Wow.
Or at least they might have been hiding in the building. Well, at least Deborah Lane could have been hiding in the building. She does that. And they also were supposed to have that audit report, and they put it off again, and we don't have it. But when we left, I have to give credit to Vice President Mark Weems. He answered our questions, and he gave us his report verbally. But when we left, I saw Eric Dixon pull into the parking lot with his fancy car. So, you know, these people, they just hide. But let's look at apparently we can be able to buy back our VRDs, our vacation random days. We could do that in 308, but Keith Hill saying you can't do it. You know, that's something strange.
Well, that's going to have to be wrong. I don't know nothing about that. That don't supposed to happen in that way. I thought they were supposed to be able to get paid for the VRDs if they didn't use them. That's what my understanding was for this.
Yeah, because in 308,
for this time.
Dixon signed a side letter for that. But Dick Hill is saying we should be able to buy back window for the VRDs because we should not be put in a situation to lose them every year. CTA's manpower is so low where we can't take them. and this was never a problem until 2012 imposed by the union. It should have been fixed by now, so we should address it. I don't know what he's talking about.
It's probably more than likely it's a lie. Keith Hill, that's all he do is lie to his members. It's sad.
Yeah.
And try to keep them in fear by terrorizing them. So probably a lie.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah, he said we probably got two. He said he met with the CTA the first week of May and visited garages to check the lighting in the parking lots, and it has been redone. Has anyone seen these new lights? We'd like to know. You know, it would be good to hear from somebody. Here's the phone number to call the show, 515-605-9885. 515-605-9885 is the number. He says the union has asked the CTA to put fencing around several locations to reduce public access. The fencing will include opening and closing gates so we can enter. He's talking about he's in communication with our new mayor, Brandon Johnson, about safety. And Johnson is asking for our 10 dangerous relief spots and routes we need help on. The goal has not changed. The only way I think our protection will be better is by creating our own police force like other big cities. We are still working with certain legislatures to get this idea going.
And more police don't make no one safer. More police don't make no one safer. We need to invest in people, just like the mayor make the statement of saying that. But, you know, you need to invest in people.
Look at this. He says, in the meantime, I believe overtime should be open up for any police officer and a county officer who would like to work the overtime. He want to work these people that don't want to work. They want to be off the clock, right? That's when you're off work, right? You're going to say, I'm going to go deal with this craziness at the CTA for another 8 hours. Oh, my God. So we also got word from Vice President Mark Weems that they're going to be meeting with the CTA, the ATU 241 and 308. They're going to be meeting with the CTA about bringing back all the people that they fired who didn't comply with the vaccine mandate. So that's going to be next week. I don't know what kind of deal they're going to make. I wish they would include us. But
some people should have never got fired from the very beginning. They should have been
agreed.
They should have been able to been tested weekly to keep their jobs. What kind of union don't see? And this is another example of a union not fighting for its members. They could have easily just said,
"Hey,
you got to test our members," instead of letting them lose their job. They out here serving the public every day.
That's right.
And risking their
That's
lives.
Right. And when I went to the ATU convention, there were so many locals that were shocked. And they found out from me that we did not do that for our members. They're like, what? You didn't do testing? We did testing for those who didn't want to get vaccinated. How come you guys didn't do it? They were shocked, man. They were shocked. None of them.
Another failure for Chicago when ATU would fight for other cities or stand up for other cities, they just refused to stand up and fight for Chicago members. And is this some type of racism thing going on over here? Because it's a mostly black union, and this is a simple thing to fight for the members during the pandemic, you know, like other unions done. They just refuse to stand up for it.
And we also have an emergency pick for the Blue Line operation side, the transportation side, so all the operators and the switchmen and the flagmen got an emergency pick because, quote-unquote, construction on the Blue Line And I'm you know, they just wearing these people out. They just wearing them out, you know, about their construction. You know, this is, for years they have neglected maintenance. For years they've been making it hard to, the only way you could be an operator at the CTA train is to do a part-time job for 40 hours a week for up to 2 or 3 years. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's cheap. It's cheap. Let's see. It was interesting. It was mentioned at our 308, Vice President Weems said that he talked about Jerry Williams. You remember Jerry Williams?
Yeah.
Andre, the president of 308? Yeah. So he's the one that killed the conductors. He signed off, let the CTA kill the two-person crews back in 97 and 99. And he became a manager. They were so pleased with his service. And when he got voted out of office, they promoted him to manager. So he's a retired manager. So I call him Manager Jerry Williams. And Mark Weems mentioned that he got this retiree health care trust lawsuit, but it's only for the retirees to get a refund, those retirees from 2007 and earlier.
Well, that's not what's happening. You know, I don't know why that brother put that out there, because when you put that kind of information out there saying they got an $80 million settlement, ain't nobody got no checks. So, you know, this is another person talking that don't know what he's talking about, and he's spinning the members, you know. I don't even think the judge is finished with looking at all the motions involved in that.
No.
And it's kind of useless to make statements when it's not done. So I guess they're going to have to answer to that, because, you know, when you say stuff like that, now people are looking for their money. And everybody's money is not going to be fine.
And it's just a proposed settlement, you know. It's a proposed settlement, so there's no plaintiff, and they need judges. So it's not done, and it's not going to benefit all the members. It's only going to benefit the people who are involved in the lawsuit.
Brother Eric, I'd like to speak on another lawsuit. 241 has had conversations. Keith Hill has had conversations. And this is what's so sad. It's a conversation. The members have not seen nothing in proof. They have not seen the letter from Tory Bowers. Tory Bowers was supposed to be suing Local 241 vice president, Woodrow Eaton, for $500,000. Now, this is what was said by Keith Hill in a meeting. As of right now, nobody has seen no letter. And the whole thing, when you file lawsuits, you got to, the membership have to approve all that. And for the membership to approve it, you have to see it. So basically, this is I feel like this is my personal opinion. I feel like this is nothing but another scam that's being created by people that's involved in leadership or elected persons that's in the local that just don't get enough money. You know, this woman done retired. She messed up all kinds of money when she was there, as far as I'm concerned. And now she's trying to sue the local for $500,000. But when she was in office, she didn't say nothing to the membership about anything that Woodrow was doing. And so far, we don't know what he was doing, you know. So, and then they trying to boast about it, like, we got to pay. No, we don't have to pay anything, because this is all just conversation, and it's fake. And as of right now, the membership haven't seen nothing, not one thing in writing. So the members, this is why the members got to stay involved. If the members are involved, these type of things have to run by you and pass you. Right now, the executive board is approving everything that Keith does. And this is what we have to be mindful of, because at the end of the day, this is your money. It should not even be paid out in this manner. So right now, nothing going on. So don't let the liar, Keith Hill, scare you unless he can show you proof of this $500,000. Now, this woman that got a whole pension from the union, and she took trying to get a $500,000. I don't, you know, it's all just found ridiculous. And if the members get involved, they can't do it. Is Robert still on the line? I guess he had to go back.
No. It's just us. 515-605-985.
Next month in July, members, because we ain't where we – yeah, you got to make this July meet so you can get information on this, because this is $500,000 of the members' money that they trying to throw in the members' space, which is all, as of right now, is just a puff of smoke, like the building, you know. You spent all that money, over $500,000 on that building, and you never got it. So what did the who profited from the money of the members' money being spent on that building? And what's happening with these crimes of checks being stolen directly out the union office? Come on, people, we got to step up. Got to follow this money.
Man, the corruption is so rampant. You know, when John Costa was here in May in Chicago, he was walking around doing photo ops with Dixon and 308 and some of the 241 people, but not Keith Hill. Keith Hill is nowhere in the picture. Nowhere. Nowhere.
He still didn't have a problem shuffling and jiving with Eric Dixon, you know, trying to make him look like he's somebody other than a weak leader of a $63,000 membership.
Yep.
Because that's all he is. And he's on his way out. He retired, still is president. So basically he don't care. He's not going to fight. He's not going to organize. The membership need to understand that this guy is just a loser. And Keith Hill's just a thief, as far as I'm concerned. So that's what we got, members. You got a loser, and you got a thief in the local.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. And it's, you know, the more, you know, the more we step up, the more we speak up, the more nervous they get. And they don't like it. They don't like when we show up at these meetings, y'all. Y'all show up at 241 and 308, they don't like it. They don't like it. They don't want you to show up. You know, the members need to show up. Right? You know, they're so happy. Yeah, the only time the union people are happy is when we don't show up, and they can do a court. They can just cancel the meeting.
Now, understand when Eric is saying this, we're just not saying this. We're just not trying to point fingers at Brother Dixon and Brother Hill. This is
right.
Real stuff. This is actually taking place for months and months, where these people are trying to avoid giving the members a proper union meeting. And that should make everybody antennas stand up. You know, they should be running down to the union meeting, making sure. Why are you trying to count? You need to see this for yourself. Really. You need to see this for yourself. See how these guys behave. And as far as loving management, there's plenty of pictures of both of them taking pictures with management. You know what I'm saying? When they should be taking pictures with the members. They won't even get a member of the union meeting because they want to run out on
them
so they can spend mismanage their money, misappropriate the union treasury. And that's what this is all about. And if it's been going on for some years since they've been in office, something's wrong with this membership. They need to get involved.
Yeah, they don't love us. They don't love the membership. I tell you, they're so nasty to us. They make faces. What are you doing here? When you show up in the union hall, boy, they look like you bothering them, you know?
And you witness this countless times, month after month after month, of a member taking his own personal time out to try to get involved in the local.
Yep.
Am I right, Brother Ed?
Yep. That's right. That's right. It's rough, man. And you and I know, you know, that when people help a little bit, they do a little bit, it does make a big difference, you know. If we all just lift a little bit, it just helps everybody, you know. Because we got no choice.
The Justice Coalition coming together has came a long way when we first started out doing this.
Yep.
You know, there's two members concerned.
Yep.
And we wasn't doing anything, no protests or anything. And now look at us. We done did 20 protests. We done shook. We done had police called us numerous times.
Yep.
We had managers try to intimidate us on a regular basis. And it's nothing they can do. But it shows that we're putting a dent in the armor because why would they even waste their time trying to intimidate a member? You know, we nobody.
Yeah.
We just do as paying members. But this shows that we're doing something. And a lot of people are waking up in local 241 and local 308 and in the ATU membership. It's like the brother from Pittsburgh called from another union. He see what's going on.
And, you know, I was taking the bus home. I was on a Pace bus, brother. I was on the 381. And that's a different ATU local. That's 1090, I think. And
that's 28.
The brother looked at me. The operator looked at me and he said, "Hey, is your name Eric?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, you guys, you coalition, man, you keep doing what you're doing. It's great, man. Yeah, that Eric Dixon, man, I used to be on the rails, man. He sold me out, helped them fire me." I said, "Oh, my God." But he thanked me. He thanked us for doing what we do, you know? You know,
we just going to keep on doing what we do, too, brother.
That's right, brother.
We just
That's
need
right.
more members. We ask the more members to get involved and do it with us.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to wrap up the show, but I'd like you to, you know, we got the Hour of Power coming up on the 14th of July, of course, at 3 o'clock at the Blue Line Terminal of Forest Park. But how about you, you finish up the show for us, Andre, with some final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts is, you know, I got a lot of years at the CTA. I started in 1988 as a summer student. And things been, since I first started to now, it's really bad for the members. The members need to understand this used to be a career type of job. And now it just seems like it's just a job where you don't have no real long jeopardy that you can look forward to. And if the members don't step up, there's not going to be much left for any member to look forward to. That's why they're having so much of a hard time trying to even find people to do the job. So members, please get involved in the local 241, local 308. It's your union. Keep demanding respect from the ATU because they just a gutless group of leaders. The ATU union is good, but the leaders that's there now, no. So we need to understand. It's us. Everything is us. And that's all I got to say. Look forward to coming to 241's next union meeting the first Tuesday in July. We should be able to understand. People need to talk about being disrespected. Hopefully keep on try this again because the members really stood up. Police was called. Fire department was called. And that's how bad it is. But we need everybody to participate, just like the people back in the past.
10 a.m.
You know?
10 a.m. Everyone be
so
there.
So people
10 a.m.
come out. Help make sure your rights are respected and restored. Make sure your union get this corruption, because it's already corrupt. You need to work on getting this corruption out of Local 241. Finances is out of control. This is why you're going to pay higher union dues that you shouldn't have to. This is why you're paying grievances that you're not even involved in. They done took the grievance process totally away from the members, and that's a violation of the Constitution. So only way you can get this back if you get involved in demand is this this take place with your grievance and your money. That's all I got to say, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
you having the show.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. And you know, those union dues, they didn't need to raise them that high. They didn't need to raise them that high.
They ain't got no money.
But they
Eric.
Want money.
They don't got no money. They got to take care of the Cadillacs. That's why they demanded stealing money from members because, you know, it's – more money being put out than more money being put in.
Yep.
These salaries
yep.
are ridiculous.
All right, Andre. All right, everybody.
All right,
thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, let's do this again.
Tune in
y'all
next time
care.
When we have – we'll post it on Facebook. Tune in to the next show.
Yeah, that's right. We're on our way. We are the union. Peace, everybody.